For you who hold the light, we send our deepest and most profound blessings. When the world around you is dark, there is a challenge to remain true to where the true power is, and that is always in the light. And there is so much challenge to that because of what you are exposed to, what you are shown, reported. And the thing that, of course, those of us who guide you are always aware of, that when a dark thing is reported, there are a thousand light things that are never reported and never will be. And we would certainly like you to remember that as you go along. There is the thing that is reported, and there is the light where it is at work. When it is not at work publicly as much, you must make that shift within yourself to say, but while this dark thing has happened, there are a thousand light things happening. A thousand mothers holding their children. A thousand people choosing to be true to what they know and to do what is honorable within the system they have built in the light in themselves. And those are things, of course, that will never be reported. But we want to remind you to know them, because it is in that knowing that you actually help the light to rise and to come to visibility and to the attention of not only your world, but the rest of the world. Darkness is darkness. It is not actually very interesting. It is destructive, but it is not creative. Let us say that for you once more. It is destructive, but it is not creative. And so inevitably, darkness turns on itself. It is an inevitability. It is going to do that. And every time the darkness moves here, the light comes up through it. Now, what is being built in your world is really very lovely, because on the, what do they call the ground level, the basic level of humanity and the basic level of service, more and more light people are taking those positions and holding them. And we know that is not always easy, but the light is strong. And in the year that is coming up ahead, you are going to be able to see that more than you have before, which will be a blessing not only for you, but for your country and for the world. The light is coming into prominence again. We have all seen the dark. We know what it is. It is, how do we say? It is not a very interesting path. The light, however, is endlessly creative and opens and embraces and brings to each light of a person, each life of a person who is holding the light, things they never have dreamed of before. And we are moving into a time when that is going to happen. And we do not know how it looks, but we know what the light is and what it is able to do. So as we move out of this dark year and into a lighter one, even though we understand there is still much to handle, but we are moving into a lighter year, and that is a beautiful thing. So whatever your fears are, put them aside and remember that you are made of light, you come from light, and light is the only power on earth that will always rise. It will always rise, and it will always bring a level of balance back to the world which so badly needs it. So in this time, we want to remind you of the power of your focus. And that is to say, and we know you know this, that what you focus on is what you create with it. So when you need to know about the darkness because you simply need to know about it, that is all well and good. But it does not need to be your focus. If you were being served a meal, say for instance, and there were five beautiful dishes, and they were nourishing and good for you, and you could feel the good energy in them, and then someone brought a dish that was not so good. You have a choice here. You can say, oh, I thought this was a good meal, but look at that dark dish. You could do that if you wanted to. You can send your focus there. But for what? When your joy should be in the five dishes that are so good for you, that are so full of energy and light and make your body and your spirit rise just by being in contact with them. And you will find in one way or another that that is always your choice. And it is your choice. Where are you going to focus? It does not need you to pretend that there is not a dark dish. You know that. But it is saying, but your joy and your pleasure in the light dishes, there is a thing that would make anyone joyous. And that is what we have been short in this year, and what we hope we will be experiencing in the year to come. So, if you will begin to breathe easily and deeply, feel the blue of peace around you. And as you breathe in, let the world fall away from you. Let the peace fill you. Become aware of you that heaven's light has made a column in front of you, and it is bright and vibrant and full of all that is good. And if you choose to do so, step into the column of light. And as you do, feel the world fall away. All of the trouble fall away. And so there you are in the light, connected to the source of your very being. And know that that light restores you, takes you to who you really are again. And you begin to remember all that you are. And feel the energy in your body begin to rise. Come gently up through your body. leave through your crown, moving upward, becoming lighter as you move upward. And see in the sky that there are gates, and the gates open, and you step on to your true path. And the path takes you, so you can leave behind all of your fears and worries, and let the path take you upward. Feel yourself becoming lighter with every movement, and know that the air around you is full of blessing. So you breathe it in, and you come upward to the place where your teacher waits for you. And take this time to be with your teacher. Thank your teacher for coming to be here with you. And know that your teacher has a gift for you. In the open position, receive that gift as you rest your mind. Receive your teacher's blessing. Now begin to come back down the path. And as the gates open, know that you are in the night sky. And if you wish to, move freely in the night sky, aware of the perfect balance of your own light and all of the other lights of creation. reclaim your freedom. Come to the path again. And bring your consciousness toward the room above the circle you are in. And as a blessing, as a gift, find a message for those who sit here with you. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your